Many local musicians and fans credit the Castle Theater for a resurgence in the Bloomington Normal music scene. The once dormant movie house resurfaced as a music venue in 2011 under the guidance of new owner Rory O'Connor. GLT's John Norton sat down with O'Connor on the second floor of the Castle to discuss his purchase and why he thought it would work as a live music room.
I was an owner in the radio station, The Whip. I think I was an owner for maybe 8 years prior to that. And I think right before Ben Slotkey had bought the Castle, I was thinking that it might be a good idea. I was building homes at the time. I was a home builder here in Bloomington. And so having worked years with the radio station and doing shows that supported the radio station, when the housing crisis hit and the demand for new homes, you know, shrank, I'm like, you know, I got to do something else. And so why not do something related to the radio station and some experience I already had? And so then I revisited the Castle, and I knew it was closed at the time, and I tracked down the bank that, you know, was in possession of the Castle at that time, came in, looked at it, showed it to a couple friends. They thought I was crazy. I didn't, though, so made an offer to the bank, and we were able to acquire, you know, the Castle at that time in April of 2010.
I was not alone, I believe, in thinking, boy, that's a great idea for the Castle. It's great to bring new music in on a regular basis. It'll last 6 to 9 months, and just like any other venue, it's going to be gone. How did you know that this was going to work?
Well, I don't know if I knew it was going to work, but I knew that the space was good. My presumption was it was underserved. There wasn't a lot going on in Peoria at the time. Wasn't a lot going on in Springfield. Of course, you had the Canopy and some stuff going on in Champaign. But once again, our geography and, you know, being able to draw from all of Central Illinois for what we tried to build as a regional nationwide room, it just made a lot of sense to me. And, you know, at the time, Clearview Church was in here renting. So, you know, we had a little bit of revenue from that. But, you know, I did it on a flyer. You know, nothing risked, nothing gained.
How much have you put into renovating the Castle when you bought it? You know, I don't know if you want to give a dollar figure, but, you know, how much work has put into it?
The renovation that was done by Ben when he opened it was really good. I mean, it was top notch. So we had to modify it. We had to take out some structure. We had to add some protective railings and some countertops, and of course the sound and light systems. And we just invested a bunch of money in lights last year to try to get up to speed with, you know, moving lights and just we've worked hard at the sound part of it with, you know, sound dampening things on the walls. You know, all rooms are a little live. Ours was probably too live when we first opened up, so we've done some sound treatments in the room. It's not very hard to spend a couple $100,000 to get up and running in a music venue with sound and lights. You know, we've been open 7 years, so the lighting upgrade was good. Next couple of years, we're going to have to, you know, probably do some upgrades to the sound system just because of the life expectancy of that product. So there is no shortage of places to spend money at the Castle. I mean, it's constant.
How has the audience that comes to see shows, how has that evolved since you first opened up?
It's constantly changing. You know, with our market size and our demographic, you know, we still try to be as eclectic as possible. We're probably a little less eclectic than when we first opened. At some point, you have to sort of find your niche in the marketplace. You know, we do have competition in all the other towns.
Well, could you address what you thought that niche was at the beginning and how it's evolved to what it is now? Is there a way to put it in words?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, my strength when I first started, of course, was what we were doing at the Whip radio station, and that was more in the Americana, you know, blues, rootsy rock kind of formats. When we first started, you know, John Ugolini from Kickstand in Chicago, you know, liked the room, and he brought kind of a more of an indie vibe to it. So we worked with him because it was a strength of his. So we were open to working with a couple of guys on the outside that knew things that we didn't know. Jason Williams, that works for us full time now in booking, he knew rock music that we didn't know. So we leaned on them for that too. I like a lot of different kinds of music, but you really know what you know, and you can't act like you know it all because you just don't. So,
well, it does seem rock, indie rock, what some kind of rock is your core. But you're heavy metal, you're hip hop at times. You really can be all over the place. But rock is your core, it sounds like.
I think so. It's music that excites. We would love to do more country than we're doing. Country music is a different animal altogether. You know, we try to grab things, but the venue down in Springfield specializes in that, and they've got a good crowd for country, and The agents seem to want to be in a room that is always country and known as a country place. So that genre has been probably the most challenging for us, because I know we're underserving that in this market, and we try hard, but it is a little tough for us at the moment to try to grab that stuff.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton on the second floor of the Castle Theater in downtown Bloomington. I'm talking with owner Rory O'Connor. I'm going to ask you now about what a lot of people in town are saying, and that is, since you came on the scene in 2011, that the Castle Theater has been at least a catalyst for rejuvenating the music scene in Bloomington Normal. Is there any accuracy to that? How do you look at it, Rory?
Well, I'm sure we've had the positive impact. You know, you just, you know, have a club that's trying to, we'd be open every night if it was possible. You know, we just would. So we try to be that venue. I think it takes a number of venues, though, to really be a vibrant music scene, because our room is 800. Sometimes if you're a new band trying to put together, even if you're talented, and it's, you got to build your audience a little bit, and you got to start from the ground up. And I know Chris Goldwitzer is going to open up a place downtown here, and hopefully that can help that build that music scene too. You know, we're good friends with, you know, Chicago Farmer Cody and Ed Anderson and those guys. Danny Hubbard, of course, has been a mainstay here, and you know, they consider the Castle home, so that says something about the local music scene. But it takes more, and it takes more people coming out. You know, we're trying to change culture here a little bit. I mean, it's a town that didn't have a club for a lot of years, and it takes a little bit of a culture shift to kind of embrace that. And so we try to make it as comfortable as possible here. I don't really think much about taking credit for anything. You know, I'm more like, what can we do to make the fan experience better? I always feel like it's my job. It's not the job of the fans. I got to make everybody's experience here be as good as possible, and that's from being a clean place, a place that sounds good, a place that's comfortable to see a show, a place that's safe. I mean, we take all those things into consideration all the time, and you know, it's our business, and so we have to be as good as we can be.
Okay, final question. What did I miss that you wanted to talk about with the Castle Theater?
It's funny, your point about, you know, you looked at it and you probably didn't think it had much chance, and I showed a couple of friends and they were like, you're crazy. And we've got a pretty strong intern program here with ISU, and so we have interns every semester, and you know, I talk to them like once a semester, just like a parting type thing, and I just try to tell them, pursue their dreams. There's all kinds of barriers to trying to execute something, and we're trying to grow our business. I mean, this was a step out, but you know, I was going through a challenging time as a home builder, but, you know, a good idea, there's money, you know, available for good ideas.
Castle Theater owner Rory O'Connor speaking with GLT's John Norton. Local musicians, fans, and venue owners say the Castle has been one reason for the resurgence in the local music scene. You can read and listen to that story at WGLT.org.